expand the material. As a chemical then, its properties, it's got a low vapor pressure as a solid. Due to the aromatic systems there, it's got a low photochemical reactivity, low thermal reactivity, so it's not breaking down, just sitting around in the soil. It's got low water solubility due to the chlorinated aromatic rings. It's got a high octanol water coefficient. So remember, this is indicating the amount that you'd find in the octanol versus the amount you find in the water. So it's 10 to the 5 to 1, so it's going to be found completely in the organic fraction. The toxicity just to get an effect is very large, is very significant amount. When we're measuring DDT, we sum over DDT as a chemical plus the metabolic products DDE and DDD. Now these guys then are obtained by metabolysis, so our DDT then turns into DDD, where we've now gone to a dichloroethane, or we can carry out a process where we eliminate a hydrogen and a chlorine and increase the bond order, so it now goes to a dichloroethene. And in terms of toxicity then, this guy is highly toxic to insects at the start. This guy has got lower toxicity, and this guy's got no insect toxicity. So at the outset then, the compound was used in quantities which were sufficient to take out the target insects completely. Then after that, as usual, the farmers weren't paying too much attention, maybe short of money that day, they used a little bit less. And in that case then, some of the insect population was able to adapt to that low concentration and be selected. And once that selected generation produced progeny that, again, operated in a low DDT environment, they developed a good metabolic chemistry that funneled them down these pathways here to ensure that they rapidly broke down the DDT into one of these compounds that had essentially no toxicity. In the soils, the DDT, which has been applied then in large quantities, has got a half-life of 5 years. If you put it into an organism, the half-life is substantially shorter. You've just got rapid turnover in the fluid environment. The method for analysing is typically gas chromatic graphic detection with ECD detector. What was that ECD? Yeah, electron capture detector. How did it work? What was the principle of operation of this one? It's quite specific. Now this is in your textbook, this one. It goes through the DDT analysis side of things. So I suggest you have a bit of a browse. This one's quite a strange one where you've got a nickel source. It's a radioactive source, and you end up with a background electron current that's occurring in the detector, and when a chlorine atom goes into that detector space, it then grabs electrons, and so you actually get a background signal, and when the chlorine goes through, you get a decreasing signal. So it's very selective then, or very sensitive rather, for these organochlorine compounds, which is why it's been used extensively for